ganz was gewohnt als mir.
Ja, das liegt dazu.
Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Sean Allen Ward.
Okay, the one from this wind house will cheer you here at this time, sir.
Mr. Ward?
Yes, sir.
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Sean Allen Ward, ABC number 268696.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the three allegations that are listed on your warrant. You should have been notified about this hearing on, I see you signed on February 28th. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself? So you're representing yourself today, that's all?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look to your right, all the way down the other end of the bench from me is the Honorable David Neal. Next to him, the Honorable Michael Johnson. In the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today for this hearing. Also in the room with us is Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections. There you can see him now. And Mr. Westby will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So before we start, I need to swear you both in, Mr. Ward and Mr. Westby. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Ward, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So I'm going to start phase one by reading these three allegations to you, and as I read each one, I need you to tell me if they are true or false. So if you believe in an allegation is false, we'll take testimony from Mr. Westby, and the board will make the final determination as to whether you violated your conditions. So, sir, you follow that? Do you understand how that's going to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let's start phase one of your hearing now. Here is the first allegation, and it is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about November 29, 2017, for the task GCMS lab report dated December 22, 2017. Mr. Ward, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The second allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of opiates on or about November 29, 2017, for the task lab report dated December 22nd, 2017. Mr. Ward, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. And allegation number 3 is that you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the South Mountain Parole Office on or about December 5th, 2017, after being discharged from your approved residence on December 4th, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Moore, is that true or false?
True.
That's true. Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Ward's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal vice or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
All right. Motion made by myself, seconded by Mr. Quinones, and agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. So Mr. Ward will move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So before we do that, just stand by. Mr. Westby is going to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line and right back with you. Mr. Westby.
Sure. On November 27, 2017, Mr. Ward was released from DOC. He was arrested February 8, 2018 by Phoenix PD, found hanging out at the airport. He was arrested only on the abstention warrant and any charges. He was back in DOC custody on February 8th, 2018, with an adjusted CCD of July 1st, 2018, 65 abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1.5 years. Prior convictions, 2011, trafficking in stolen property, 2 counts, each for 9 months. 2015, drug paraphernalia violation, 2 counts, each for 1 year. This is his third term in DOC, CUI score 2-2, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang affiliation noted. Prior term of supervision, 2012, TIS release in Scotland. 0 days, revoked by the DOC. 2015, TIS release completion, 4 months. Is this going to be a violation of the minimum? Other arrest, 2006, domestic violence, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2013, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2016, assault, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2016, disorderly conduct, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2016, miscellaneous misdemeanor, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. This is going to be risky, it's G7B7.
Okay, Mr. Ward, it looks like you were released to go to Traditions Halfway House on Vista Avenue in Phoenix, but you were discharged from there because you had a curfew violation and you refused to UA. What happened there, sir?
I had missed a meeting at the actual Halfway House. The following morning, I was woken up by one of the employees that worked there and asked to take a UA. When I asked to take a UA, at that moment, I could not pee. He then told me I needed to leave the program. And as doing so, I loaded my stuff up and left. I actually had made a phone call to my parole officer that day of me getting kicked out, and left a message on his phone, told him in regards to what had happened, but never contacted him and told him where my whereabouts were after that day.
So you said you missed a meeting. Was that an evening meeting that you missed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then you just came back in and went to bed. Without, okay, and that's why they said it was a curfew violation. Okay, gotcha. Okay, were you working at all, sir?
No, ma'am, I was in the process of trying to find a job.
Okay, so you were working. All right, let's see. Looks like you did then, you submitted 2 UA specimens, but the second one was positive for meth and heroin, sir. Had you been having problems with drug use for a while?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay, and what drugs, are those the only 2 drugs you've used? Have you used other drugs?
I've used other drugs before, but when I was out there, those were the only 2 drugs that I had used.
Okay, and did you use more than once?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question for Mr. Ward? Okay, Mr. Ward, we're coming toward the end of your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement for the board if you'd like to. We just ask that you not repeat something you've already told us. What else would you like the board to know?
Honestly, I truly do not have anything to say, ma'am. I respect your decision, so I'll let you guys go ahead and do that.
Okay, so thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone and listen to the discussion, and we'll be right back with you, sir.
Okay.
All right, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Ward is an individual who has admitted to having some problems at the Halfway House by a curfew violation and not being able to submit a urine sample for Traditions. And then we also submitted a specimen at task that tested positive for methamphetamines and heroin. He does have a community supervision end date of July 1st of this year. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate based on his abscond record and his drug use, but I would listen to any comments by fellow board members. Okay, based on no input from fellow board members and based on information at 2017W4262, our conversation with Mr. Ward and information provided by Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Ward was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you, sir. And I should add, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Ray, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. I should also add that that was based on the abscond and the use of illegal drugs. So, back to you, Mr. Ward. You heard the discussion, and the board has voted to revoke the community supervision, but you have a community supervision or a sentence end date of approximately July 1st. It'll be around that time, sir. And you'll be released at that time. You won't have a parole officer to worry about. You just have yourself to worry about. So we wish you the best. Hope you're able to conquer the drug issue, sir. And we appreciate if you'd give the phone back to the CO3 there. And you're hearing this.
Absolutely.
Thanks, sir.
All right, thank you.